Alaska Sheriff's Office. Can you please hold?
Thank you.
Yeah, I just called you about a dispatch from some address. I just called you about a dispatch at address 12520, like 3 months ago. Was a accident 3 months ago.
Okay.
Could you pull that up again? I was just wondering, please.
2520. What was the street?
12520 US 19.
And when was it?
December 28th, early in the morning.
Okay. I don't have any.
There's nobody. And, like, for Pasco County Sheriff's Office, wouldn't they, like, have to report in if they're at the scene? Who would have that information?
Doesn't necessarily mean they use that exact address, though.
What would they use, though?
The intersection? I mean, I don't really know. That's also, like, 3-4 months ago. I didn't work it. I wouldn't really know.
But would it be in a computer database, like, like someone who's at the scene, that's what sheriff's office.
Not having more accurate information, I don't really have a way of looking up. Because if I were to look up just traffic accidents, I've got at least 50 today.
But oh, but this is a very, that's a specific address. It's Beacon Woods. It's 12520 US 19 North, Hudson, Florida.
Who called in the traffic accident?
It was fire rescue.
Okay, so it doesn't necessarily mean they used 12520 US 19. It could have been one numerical off. It could have been intersection. You have to actually know what was called in to find it.
That was the location they called in, fire rescue. And then FHP, that's the location they're given.
Well, I don't have a call for that location at that date.
All right. And then how... If there was a sheriff officer there, there would be some kind of data that he called in at this time, I'm at this location, right? There should always be like a place where a certain officer is at.
That'd be a dispatch log, but that, I don't have access.
Oh, that's what I thought you were. I'm sorry.
I'll take her. We're at dispatch, but that's a whole totally different thing. There's two people that dispatch the calls or receive radio transmission.
Is there a way to get that?
No, they don't have phones.
This would be the information, and you're saying it's not in the computer.
And it wasn't called in at that address.
All right. Thank you very much. Oh, wait, maybe you can check an officer?
What?
If I have the officer's name?
What was the officer's name?
Shoot, man. Deputy Matthew Snur, S-N-U-R.
Snur.
Snur.
Hang on 1 second.
In the morning of the 28th?
Yeah, just have to scroll back.
No.
This is that many calls. I got to scroll through.
Oh, sorry. 42520 US 19.
US 19.
Hudson, Florida, 34667. It's near Beacon Woods, Walmart, Super Walmart area.
Yeah, I still don't have anything on that.
So he's not around that area?
I have it comes from pretty much 1900 hours. And the next available call was at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. And then, is there a way, okay, this is the same deputy. Deputy Snow, the next day on the 29th, he went to get witness information from certain addresses, and I can give you, like, the address to, like, the...
I can check up by the address, but I can't really spend any more time searching for stuff right now, because I got, like...
I got you, man. Because, okay, this happened on 12/29, around 2 o'clock, he went to these people's addresses, Little Page, Chris Little Page.
What was the address?
Thanks, man. I'm sorry. I'm trying to, like, there's 100 pages right here. Okay. Address is 7482 Philatelic Drive.
How do you spell it?
Philatelic Drive, Spring Hill, Florida.
Hold on. Spell it again.
7482 Philatelic Drive, Philatelic Drive, Spring Hill, Florida.
I don't even have that listed as being in
the county. Okay, I'll try it. And here's a 8055 River County Drive, River Country Drive. 8055 River Country Drive. And this was at 12/29 at 3:30 p.m.
I don't have that. It goes from River Crossing to River Glen. I don't even have that in the county.
Yeah, and there's no way to... Okay, forget it, then. All right, and all right. I guess forget it, man. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you. All right, see you.